At 6:06, it is fair, 50 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 77 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The State Board of Education is delaying the release of a new system that grades Oklahoma's schools. Now, officials had planned to release the new A through F grades yesterday, but the State Board of Education voted to delay that release until at least October 25th. Several school superintendents, including Tulsa's Dr. Keith Ballard, opposed the new system.
I'm really pleased that it was put off for a month. We really need to work together. We've been given one issue that was made very clear, and that issue is important to us at Tulsa Public Schools and to others, so I commend the board.
His problem is not the A through F grading system, but he does question the formula that's used to determine the school's letter grade. The Jazz Hall of Fame officials are paying past due bills, and so, for now at least, the hall will remain at the county-owned Union Depot building.
So at this time, I think we need to ask the Jazz Hall of Fame where they are.
At a special meeting in the courthouse, members of the Jazz Hall board told county leaders they've written checks to cover outstanding debts. Chairman of the board, Jeff Cost, says there was no deliberate attempt to avoid paying bills, but admits there have been misunderstandings and miscommunications.
We have a better understanding of what obligations are now.
County Commissioner Fred Perry says he's pleased some progress is being made.
It appears they've raised enough money to satisfy the obligations.
The county will monitor payments to make sure checks clear. No changes were made to the hall's lease. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Ground is to be broken later today in Bixby for a new farmers market type grocer. Sprouts, based out of Phoenix, will break ground at 101st and South Memorial. There are already two supermarkets and a convenience store on that corner. Now the latest on next month's election. Congressional candidates running for Oklahoma's 1st District are expected to meet this week in an election forum sponsored by the Coweta Chamber of Commerce. Republican Jim Bridenstine and Democrat John Olson are slated to meet at tomorrow's forum. On Vision 2, at a gathering outside Tulsa City Hall, both the Airport Economic Development and the Quality of Life projects come under fire, including a proposed juvenile detention center.
The facility that they want to bring, or the money that they want to spend in our district, is related to prisons, jail for our youth. And I think that that doesn't help develop our community any.
Quan Jones is a candidate for the city council in District 1. He and other local leaders denounced Vision 2 yesterday as part of the Citizens for a Better Vision campaign. Well, city sales tax collections are up for last month, at least sort of. The city collected 5.6% more last month than the same period last year. But since last year, the city sales tax rate has increased for the streets program. Had that increase not taken place, the rate would have been virtually flat. It is the safest, most crime-free Tulsa State Fair in recent memory. Undersheriff Tim Album says problems of the past, like larceny from vehicles and assaults, just didn't materialize this year.
We had very little problems. I think we had one auto theft. We had a couple little juvenile issues, but certainly nothing that we're overly concerned about.
Alvin says beefed up bike and mounted patrols and greatly improved parking lot lighting contributed to a decrease in crime this year at the Tulsa State Fair. Our weather forecast: sunny, windy, and mild today. 77 will be our afternoon peak. It'll be partly clear tonight, 44 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler with a high of 71. And on Thursday, a chance of some thunderstorms. Right now in Tulsa at 6:10, it is fair and 50. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.